with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Next month's presidential debate could be in jeopardy. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
There are fresh doubts about the September 10 debate after Donald Trump criticized ABC News in a social media post asking, "Why would I do the debate against Kamala Harris on that network?" The Trump campaign said in a statement that both sides continue to disagree on the debate's ground rules. According to Politico, the two campaigns have hit an impasse over whether the candidates' microphones will be muted when it's not their turn to speak. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, National Weather Service meteorologist William Mahui in Honolulu says some areas got anywhere between almost 20 to 24 inches of rain in the last 24 to 36 hours. That's due to Honei.
Rain caused a lot of flash flooding, mainly over windward portions of the Big Island. You know, lots of road closures, some occasional tree damage with the stronger winds. We did see wind gusts upwards of 50 to 60 miles per hour with the system as it passed to our south.
And it may not be over. Mahui says both Hurricane Gilma and Hector are headed toward Hawaii this week.
Both these storms may bring some beneficial rain to the Hawaiian Islands, but as of now, we aren't expecting a lot of impacts from them.
Liberty weekend is the blast of summer, last blast of summer vacation. That means lots of Americans will be traveling. The Transportation Security Administration expects to screen more people at airports than during any previous Labor Day period. Auto Club AAA says bookings for domestic travel running 9% higher than at least this time last year. The stocks do remain mixed. The Dow ahead 19 points, but the NASDAQ losing 177. This is SRN News. Most Americans have friends of other faiths.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, 61% of the general population has at least a few friends who follow different religions. That includes 51% of evangelical Protestants, 67% of mainline Protestants, 59% of Catholics, and 41% of black Protestants. Most Americans don't talk about religion with their friends, however. Less than one-third say they ever bring it up. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Arkansas Supreme Court has upheld the state's rejection of signature petitions in favor of putting an abortion initiative on the November ballot. Petition organizers had submitted more than 100,000 signatures, but election officials say the group didn't comply because documentation for paid signature gatherers was submitted separately and not in a single bundle. The measure aimed to scale back the Arkansas abortion ban. This is SRN News. The arrest in Germany of a Syrian man accused of fatally stabbing three people has sparked debate about migration in that country.
Conservative opposition politicians are calling for radical measures, including controls on all German borders, and wants Germany to stop taking in refugees from Syria and Afghanistan. Chancellor Scholz, left-wing party, says that Germany will continue taking in those fleeing persecution, but asylum seekers who commit crimes must be deported. The leader of the AfD, meanwhile, wants a complete ban on all migration. The AfD is accused of using the attack for political gain.
BBC correspondent Damian McGinnis. Japan protesting to Beijing that a Chinese reconnaissance plane violated Japanese airspace and forced it to scramble fighter jets. The Chinese Y-9 reconnaissance plane circled Danjo Island off the southwestern coast of Japan's main southern island of Kyushu. For details at SRNNews.com.